This is the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast.
Yo, my homies, it's the Celebrity Medium with another edition of the Celebrity Afterlife Report. I laugh because I really don't know what's going to come out of my mouth when I start talking. This is the only show pretty much anywhere that I can determine that gives you the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. Got some interesting stuff happening here. Going to bring it to you in just a moment for your delectation, my good friends. Actress Nanette Fabre recently arrived in the next world. She was 97 at the time when she transitioned. Good run, huh? She got there and they had a little, reception for her, arrival ceremony. And there were some people there. Now, if you're under 50, you probably have never heard of this woman. But she was kind of a big deal back in the 60s. She would turn up on shows. And even over the years after that, she turned up on things like One Day at a Time, the sitcom, where her character was the mother of the lead character on that one. She showed up on the Mary Tyler, Tyler Moore show. She was on Coach. She appeared on Hollywood Squares, A Murder, She Wrote. She did a lot of things. She made some movies. She had a really good showbiz career. But at her arrival ceremony, she made an announcement that kind of shocked people. She was deaf during the time when she was an actress, and even before that. She wore hearing aids. It was an advocate for research into deafness and so forth. Well, now that she's in the next world, she's got her hearing back, which is pretty cool, I think you'd have to agree. So she said, now that she can hear, she really doesn't want to do any work in show business, at least for the foreseeable future. She says she just wants to enjoy existence as a hearing person, and she wants to relax. Now, of course, she doesn't look 97 in the afterlife. You look as you did at your adult best there. So she looks pretty good. She says she feels terrific, and she's happy to be able to hear. Now, by the way, she was also, is probably another person you probably never heard of if you're under, retirement age. She is the aunt of actress Shelley Fabre. Nanette Fabre is the aunt of Shelley Fabre. The original family name was Fabre, and Nanette changed it, I guess, for showbiz to make it easier to pronounce or something like that. So, anyway, she is there now. She says she just wants to hang back and watch the world go by. All right, another person who just recently arrived. Why can't I say arrived today? It's not a hard word to pronounce. Evangelist Billy Graham. Billy Graham was confidant to a whole slew of presidents, like 8 or 10 presidents. And he just arrived, and there was a pretty good crowd, bigger crowd than Nanette Fabre's crowd for him. And as you know, or you should know, because I've mentioned this before, there is no organized religion in the afterlife. So I don't know exactly what he would do for a living, but on the other hand, he doesn't need to do anything if he doesn't want to. So right after his arrival ceremony, during which he made a very well-received speech, he was spotted by one of my sources having an intense conversation with Fred Trump, father of Donald Trump, and I've told you that Fred Trump has organized what he's calling the People's Tribunal. He wants to clear his son's name of all the accusations that are currently swirling around him. Why? I don't know. It makes no sense. Nothing they do in the afterlife can affect anything here on the earthly plane in any way. But apparently he just does not like the idea of there being vicious rumors or allegations or nasty true stories floating around about his boy. So apparently he was discussing the possibility of Billy Graham joining this thing, and it looks like it's going to happen. Now let me just tell you a couple things about Billy Graham. There's been some, wonderful eulogies and so forth. He had a little bit of a dark side. There was a recording of him talking to Nixon in the White House at one point, I guess back in the 70s. And Billy Graham agreed with Nixon that Jews controlled the media, and he called it a stranglehold. And he said that if Nixon was reelected, they might be able to do something about it. That's kind of nasty shit, right? Well, when the tapes were made public, Graham apologized and he said, "Although I have no memory of the occasion, I deeply regret comments I apparently made in an Oval Office conversation with President Nixon some 30 years ago. They do not reflect my views, and I sincerely apologize for any offense caused by the remarks." Why do these people always like say that they don't reflect my views? So you just blurted out that you hate the Jews? Did you open your mouth and those words randomly came out of your mouth? Then there was another Nixon tape where Graham said that he referred to Jews as the synagogue of Satan. And of course his spokesperson said, "Well, he didn't mean, you know, Satan. He meant, you know, some other Satan." So anyway, he seems like the kind of guy that would fit right in with Fred Trump, and apparently he is the kind of guy who fits right in with Fred Trump. So they're going to be working the circuit together in the future. All right, let's get away from that topic as fast as we can. Robert Guillaume, you know him from Benson, or even the show that preceded Benson, a kind of a parody soap opera called Soap. He played Benson on both of those shows. He is now working for Vince McMahon Sr.'s Shakespearean Theater Company. If you've been following the Celebrity Afterlife Report, you know he got into a feud with Joni Laura, who performed in the then WWF as China. And Joni Laura was put out that Robert Guillaume had joined the company because prior to that, almost all the performers in this Shakespearean company were former wrestlers. And Joni Laura herself got some really fantastic reviews for her work in their production of The Taming of the Shrew. Well, she made it very clear, apparently, to management she did not want Robert Guillaume in there, and basically management went, "Well, suck it up, Buttercup, because he's coming in." So they won and she lost. Well, Robert Guillaume is now rehearsing for a new upcoming production of the play Othello. And from people who have seen him in rehearsal, they say he's fantastic. They say he's just, you drop all disbelief when you're watching it. You absolutely believe that he is that character. Now, incidentally, or maybe not so coincidentally, Joni Laura is not in the play Othello. And Guillaume has referred in a couple of interviews recently to having had problems, quote-unquote. Initially, when he joined the company, he said he had problems with other people, but he's never mentioned anyone's name, including Joni Laura. But it's pretty well conceded by everybody that that's who he was talking about. And we have not heard a word from Joni Laura on the whole thing. She's just keeping her mouth shut for now. Guillaume is in. As far as we know, Joni is still with the company, but she is not in this particular show. Lastly on our lineup, former baseball great Yankee superstar Babe Ruth. As you know, if you've listened for a while, Babe Ruth is a shock jock on radio. They consider him the Howard Stern of the afterlife. He's having audience problems. Specifically, in terms of the size of his audience, which apparently has dwindled in recent weeks. It all started after he had fellow baseball player Jimmy Pearsall on, after Pearsall transitioned to the afterlife. Babe Ruth liked to kind of sandbag people. He'd have them on the show, and they wouldn't know what the show was, and they would just think they were just going on something with Babe Ruth, and then he would kind of turn on them and be kind of nasty and rude to them. Well, Jimmy Pearsall had mental illness problems when he was playing in baseball, and there was a book and a movie called, let me think what it's called, Fear Strikes Out, about his life and his struggles with depression and so forth. And Ruth kind of went off on him, was calling him crazy and making fun of him, and Pearsall apparently was really sincerely offended by that. So after that, Ruth apparently kind of reconsidered his whole act. And he apologized on the air for having hurt Jimmy Pearsall's feelings and the feelings of other people on the show, and he said he was going to do better. But since then, a lot of his fans think that the show has gone downhill, and apparently, a lot of them have stopped listening to the show. Ruth says that he is not going to change the new direction of the show, that he's going to be a more straightforward interviewer and not the shock jock he has been in the past. We don't know what the management of his station feels, but I suspect we're likely to hear from them at some point in the near future. All right, we're done. We are finito for this week. Please come back next week when I'll have another edition of the Celebrity Afterlife Report with more up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebs. Please tell your friends, your family, strangers on the street. If you run into the naked cowboy somewhere, tell him too. This show is available on iTunes. It is available in the Google Play Store. It is on YouTube, and it is on K-Chung Radio, AM 1630 in the Los Angeles area, where they play it on Mondays on a show called Inspirato Projecto Radio. Thank you so much for listening. I am the Celebrity Medium. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-369-3732.